What up, Leo, and welcome to your December 2022 horoscope. So we're going to get right into it. Okay, you do not need to be this stressed. There's someone actually who's stressing over you. For some of you, there's someone who really wants to talk to you and they really want to give you an offer. But it's like they're afraid that you're still on something. They're afraid that you're still upset at them. So if you've been feeling stressed, it's because there's someone with water placements or someone who's very emotional over you who is kind of like, how do I get control of this situation? How do I make things work? And others of you, you're trying to figure out how to make things work with the financial situation in your life. But it's almost like you have to let it go in order for it to make sense. You've been trying to keep this under control for so long, where in December, you're just going to be like, fuck it. I just want to have fun. I just need to have fun. And that's the moment that the answer will find you. But I feel like you need to let something go because it's been taking up your mind. It's been taking up your mental space. For others of you, there's someone holding on to you tightly. This could be an ex or a friend. But I just feel like there's someone holding on to your energies because they feel like you are the light. But the thing with this person is you always felt like they were, you felt like they were good, but at the same time, you were like, ooh, jump scare. Like you were afraid that this person would play you again. And so you kept yourself a distance from someone. This is someone who could be a past life person, a past life enemy who is now in this life as a lover or a friend, but that's why you had so many issues and you're going to figure out how to get through things with people who maybe you haven't been seeing eye to eye with. Cause it's been hard. I feel like it's been really hard. Every time I try to leave, something keeps bringing me back, telling me I need you. And so it's like, you feel like there's someone feels like they need you and you are kind of indifferent to this person or this friendship or whatever this offer is. You're a little indifferent to it because you feel like you've already moved away and you like they hurt you too many times. So your decisions, you're now including how they hurt you in your decisions. Whereas before, you never really thought about that. You never really included that. You always try to see the best in this person. But now it's kind of like, this could even be a work situation or friend group or something where you try to see the best in these people. But it's kind of like, you're like, I'm kind of moving out of this energy. I'm not really resonating with these people anymore. I'm not resonating with this relationship or this friendship. But you have to see things for what they are. I feel like there for a while, there was a denial to see things for what they were. So you were just going to keep staying stuck, but it's going to force you out of it. Because there's still a karmic energy around your auric field, around your energies that needs to be released. You don't even think that this person is a karmic energy because they tend to change and then they change back. They're like a chameleon. They almost camouflage themselves to your growth, but they almost cannot keep up with you. So the moment that you evolve, they're still stuck on something. And this is like, it's scary for you because I feel like you never thought in a million years that you would have to move away from this person or this job or even this career. It's just something where you were really like, do I have to? I just feel like this energy of, do I have to? I don't really want to. Yeah, some of you guys, this was a breakup and you were holding on to this person. Some of you, this is like a twin flame dynamic where this person, they are the one for you. But the thing with this is you have to accept the defeat. You cannot spend your whole life waiting for them. You have to trust. If you've researched about divine counterparts, you know in the end you come together always, especially if you're both doing the work. And you're going to start to realize that. If you've been on the outs with a partner and they're really the one for you, they will stay. And if they aren't, they will leave. You cannot be afraid of the answers that come when you set intentions over your life. So if you're saying, I want to be around good people, I want to be around good people and energies and lovers, and people start leaving, you need to see that, oh, okay, this is leading me one step closer to happiness. So if anything ends, you need to be happy because this is all from the work that you've been doing on yourself spiritually. So whatever has to end, whatever has to leave, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Because I know it's going to be hard. to actually see this for what it is right away. I feel like this energy of, I know I keep repeating the cycle. I know I got to do it. So it's like you're going to start to realize it, and then you're going to start to feel a regeneration of love in your life. You're instantly going to feel better. You know when something was not meant for you is because the moment you cut it off, you feel better. The moment that you quit the job, you feel better. The moment that you put yourself in that headspace, that's what I'm going to do, and you feel better, that's a huge sign that you have to do it. I'm here 4 weeks, 4 years. Some of you guys were involved in something for 4 weeks or 4 years, but you're ready for something more, and that's okay. People evolve, people change. No one owns you, and you don't own anyone. No one can tell you that you can't do something. Someone may be trying to manipulate you based off of how long you worked for a company or how long you've been involved, or it's just like this influence. I feel like that's this dark energy around you that's trying to influence you to do things out of... I'm hearing anger. Some of you could be like watching for doing things out of anger in December. Make sure you're rational, because there could be someone trying to bring that irrational side out of you so that you make decisions and impulse. Make sure that you're not doing that. God will be the most proud of you. Your higher self, whatever you believe in, will be the most proud of you when you focus on how you can be a better person always. And you pray to be a better person. Even when you don't know what you're praying for, just pray. Like I had said a prayer to myself, I pray for all of the ugly qualities in myself that I can't see. You know, like if I'm projecting anything onto anyone or if I'm coming off in a certain way, I pray that you take that off of me, because sometimes you don't know how you can be coming off to other people. And that's why you feel so much opposition sometimes, because you could feel like you're running over people or you're stepping on people in a way, and they could love you to the point where they're not telling you that. So you want to be made aware of certain things like that, where it's kind of like, I feel like you need to see how other people see something too. Like maybe you've been so inconsiderate of other people's emotions, but it's like you need to consider them in order to move forward. For some of y'all, okay? And that's for some of y'all who've been feeling like, damn, like maybe I've been too career driven. Maybe I've been too focused on my career and I'm not talking to my mother. I'm not talking to my friend. And that's why you're feeling so anxious. It's because people are hurting because you're not in their life. And maybe you didn't realize how important you were to people, but you are important to people. There are people who love you, I feel like, who need more of your attention. So set the intentions to only be guided to the people who are worth your time, because I feel like you've been cutting everyone off because you're afraid of giving the wrong person your energy. And you just solve that with a quick intention, 11:01 on the clock, which adds up to 3. You need to do mind, body, soul alignment, which is meditation. And this will enlighten you to how you can discern who's worthy of your time and who's not. I feel like this is still a thing for you, because some of you guys haven't been doing the work. You've been indulging, drinking, smoking too much, eating too much, or something like that, where you think it's all cool, but it's like people need you or someone needs you. Maybe you have a little extra cash in December. Like, see if you can go help out the homeless. See if you can go make some meals and give them out to people. See how you can give back to your community. And this will be helpful, because if you've been feeling like, am I doing enough? No. You could be doing a little bit more, Leo. You could be sharing a bit more. You could be giving more of your wise words. You're very wise beyond your years. And a lot of people miss that about you. Like, I feel like something happened where you stopped doing that. And people are like, what happened? You know, like, what happened? And don't worry, you will know, because you will know. Your heart will tell you. Maybe, like, as you're hearing this, you may be like, ah, yeah, you're right. I need to reach out to this person. Or I need to do this. Or maybe I should. I saw this opportunity about helping the homeless or something like that. Or someone asks you to give them some money. It's just like, just do it. You know, like, don't be stingy. Don't be selfish with your energy, because I feel like you've cultivated a lot of self-worth, and some people need that. Some people do need that. So I feel like at first when we started, we were moving through the facade of you thinking that people are better off without you or something like that. You need to work through that, because you're very important to people, more than you know, more than you know. So it's kind of like you need to remember that. And if you're a hermit, Leo, it's just you need to be more involved in your community or find a way to feel more involved, because you don't want to sink into this place where you feel like you are complacent with what you're doing. I just get there's a vibe of there's something that you can add on to feel more complete. Maybe you've been feeling like something's missing, but I feel like it has a lot to do with you aiding and helping in some sort of way. Even if it's just calling someone you know who's going through a rough time, or checking on someone you haven't checked on in a while. That's what December is going to be about for you, okay? Peace out.